This month, Spanish-speaking radio listeners in California are tuning into a daily soap opera about the lives of Mexican immigrants in Los Angeles. The radio drama is based on a novel written by an official at the Mexican consulate who warns of the perils and frustrations of living in the United States. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has the story.
This is the title of the radio novela in Spanish.
Tortillas duras. Ni pa frijoles alcanza.
In English, it means hard tortillas, not even good enough for beans.
It's trying to say it's difficult times. When we in Mexico use the term hard tortillas, we're talking about our financial situation at home is quite difficult.
Enrique Romero Moreno is author of the novel that was adapted for radio. He wrote Tortillas Duras while working at the Mexican consulate in Los Angeles. Here he learned about the hardships faced by those who immigrate to the U.S. hoping for a better life. With original music by the Mexican band Los Tigres del Norte, the radio series follows the lives of a group of jornaleros, day laborers who wait on the street corners for someone to hire them as construction workers or gardeners or handymen. Tortillas Duras combines actors and real-life sounds recorded in the streets of L.A.
Alberto, I'll pay you $20 for 2 days.
The day laborers depicted here compete for what often turns out to be back-breaking work with miserable pay. They have descriptive nicknames. Juarez is a guy who's always begging for quarters. Another is named Yes Yes because that's all he knows how to say in English. The characters are based on real immigrants Romero befriended in L.A., people who came to the United States with illusions of easy money and easy living. He says he wrote the melodrama to dispel those myths.
I don't believe no longer in the American dream, which is, for our people, it's tough for them to understand. They have to think it twice before going to the States.
Working at the consulate in L.A., Romero learned how lonely it is for immigrants to leave behind their families in their countries, only to encounter discrimination and to live in crowded apartments here.
Nowadays, it's quite difficult to get a driver's license, much difficult to get a Social Security, much, much harder to get a green card. So what I'm trying to tell people is, if you want to go to the States, this is what really is going on over there.
In Tortillas Duras, employers don't always pay the workers who live in fear of authorities and have to learn new laws. In one scene, social workers accuse the characters Juana and Tranquilino of child neglect. They plead with the judge to return their young children from foster care.
Silence, please. Silence.
No me los quiten, señor juez, por favor, no me los quiten.
Juana explains that although she and her husband both work day and night, their children are well cared for. The judge is finally convinced, but other characters are not as fortunate. One contracts AIDS, another is deported. Radio listeners say they appreciate the story's authenticity and advice. The half-hour episodes are running every morning this month on Radio Bilingüe, a bilingual community radio network broadcasting to member stations in Central California. Roberto is a truck driver and day laborer who recently called Radio Bilingüe's live call-in show.
Y realmente llega la historia.
The story's realistic, says the caller, who enjoys the show's Mexican slang and realism. The series is also airing in Mexico. It was co-produced by the Mexico's Foreign Affairs Ministry and Radio Educación, a government network. Laura Díaz de León is a producer with the government's Department for Mexicans Abroad.
The book is about the life in the U.S., but the message is more for the Mexicans that have not crossed the border yet, that are still in Mexico and can make the right decision to stay here and try to look for work here.
Diaz says radio novelas are still popular in Mexico, where they're used to entertain and to educate people about health care and other issues. But neither she nor Romero believe Tortillas Duras alone will discourage immigration.
As long as we don't create more jobs here in Mexico, we're going to be having lots of people immigrating into the States, hoping that the tortillas duras are no longer tortillas duras and they do become soft ones.
Romero has already written 2 sequels to Tortillas Duras, novels that may soon be adapted for the radio too. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.